dienos svečias.
6 minutės po 10 valandos į penktadienis ir Kaunas bei Kaunas Europos kultūros sostinė kviečia į įvairiausius renginius šiais metais vykstančius mūsų mieste ir Kauno vasaros scena kiekvieną savaitgalį siūlo vis nemokamus koncertus tiek kauniečiams, tiek Kauno miesto svečiams. Ir šis savaitgalis, na, šios dienos, tai yra estiškos dienos Kaune, kadangi tiek vakar, tiek šiandien Kauno vasaros scenoje vyksta Tartu savaitgalis, tai yra vienas iš renginių skirtų Kaunas Europos kultūros sostinės renginiams. Ir šiandien apie tai pasikalbėsime šiek tiek ir su viešniomis iš Estijos. Būtent tai jau prieš tai praeitą valandą minėjau, kad turėsime estiškų svečių šiandien, tai šią valandą ir apie tai pakalbėsime, kadangi Tartu miestas jau 2024 metais bus Europos kultūros sostinė, taigi taip pat ir apie tai pasikalbėsime ir pakalbėsime apie tuos atlikėjus, kurie lankosi šiomis dienomis mūsų mylimame Kaune. Taigi nieko nelaukiant, pradėsiu pokalbį ir pokalbį vystysiu be abejo anglų kalba. Taigi šiandien pas mus lankosi Tartu Europos kultūros sostinės 2024 metų rinkodaros vadovė Marika Goldman. Tere,
labas.
Hello, labas. Ir skaitmeninių kanalų specialistė Kerli Petzalu. Hello, Tere.
Hello, Tere.
So, hello everybody who are listening us from Estonian and we speak in English about Tartu Weekend. And before speaking about this Tartu Weekend, I want to ask both of you, is this your first time visiting Lithuania and how do you like Lithuania and Kaunas, Marika?
It's not my first time. I've been in Lithuania many times already from school times when I went to school because we had school trips to Latvia and Lithuania and Kaunas and Klaipėda and Nida. And within this last year, I've been to Kaunas 3 times already. So I think I'm kind of a local already in Kaunas. So it's always very good to be back. It's always very nice to see new things, new exhibitions because of the Culture Capital year. So yeah, I've been to Kaunas and I'm sure I will be back very soon.
Okay, and how about you, Kerli?
Yeah, I've also been to Kaunas many times now, and this
year... Oh, it's nice!
Yes, and in the past 3 months, this is the second time I'm here, so it's like I'm coming back home already. And yeah, as Marika said, all the exhibitions, everything that's happening with the Culture Capital of Culture program, it's very exciting to come back here every time and do something new, yeah. And still it feels like it's home.
I will translate a little in Lithuanian language. Tai klausimas buvo apie tai, ar šios viešnios lankėsi pas mūsų šalyje, ar kaip joms patinka Lietuva ir Kaunas. Tai atsakymai buvo, kad jau tikrai ne pirmą kartą jos lankosi Lietuvoje, buvo ir kitose miestuose, tiek Klaipėdoje, tiek Vilniuje, tiek net ir Nidoje. Ir kad Lietuva apskritai patinka joms ir dar tikrai apsilankys. So now we can go speak about Tartu Weekend and first of all I want to ask you about this program, the Tartu Weekend in Kaunas and how did this idea come about and where did it all start? So I don't know, Marika or Kerli can say it.
I'll start and Kerli can continue. So it started that our very good friends, Kaunas 2022, approached us and we have been talking and we have been learning from Kaunas team all the time because they are, you know, ahead of us. They are already experiencing the Culture Capital year. So we are asking them advice and we are meeting them all together. And they said that they have this amazing summer stage program and they want to have Estonian artists. So, of course, we jumped on. And we offered them our best artists that we would think of. And even more, like Kaunas city is also a very good friend of Tartu city. It's even a sister city in like a political terms as well. So we have a very strong cooperation in the city level. So there are many, many reasons why we thought that it's very important for us to take part in this cool program. And here we are.
Kerli, maybe you have something to add?
Yeah, I mean, we offered them two great Estonian artists, and the whole program for the summer stage this whole summer has been very international for them, and I know it's very important for them, so it's a big honor for us to be part of it. And also it's quite at the end of the summer already, so we were glad to jump on board and be part of it, because it's all around like 70 shows this whole summer, which is insane. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we are very lucky to be part of it, and our artists at least last night were very happy to be here, and I'm sure the ones tonight as well.
Yes. Tai klausimas buvo apie šį tartų savaitgalį Kaune, kaip kilo idėja ir nuo ko viskas prasidėjo. Tai viešnios pasakė, kad Tartu miestas ir apskritai Lietuva bei Estija turi glaudų ryšį, bendradarbiavimą, kad viešnios iš Estijos dažnai prašo ir Lietuvos atlikėjų ir organizatorių pagalbos, patarimų, vyksta tas bendradarbiavimas, vyksta ta draugystė, ir kai sužinojo, kad Kaune yra tokia graži iniciatyva, Kauno vasaros sena, ten vyksta įvairūs renginiai, įvairios programos, tai taip ir kilo ta idėja ir į Lietuvą atkeliavo du estų atlikėjai. So, yesterday we had a concert by Anna Kanelina. She is a young but already accomplished artist. Maybe you can tell us a little more about her.
Yeah, Anna Kanelina is this wilderness, some voice from wilderness, I'd like to say. She's very special. She has won many awards in Estonia. She has released one album, which is this... pop rock mix of everything. It's very special, and you have to listen to it. And I think last night at the concert, because it started raining at one point, which made this entire evening even more magical, and it just worked so well. So I recommend listening to her music, because the words can't describe it and give it any justice. But yeah, she's very special, and she's very loved by the whole Estonian audiences. And I hope she's now also loved by Kaunas and Lithuanian audience. She's very great.
And I think the concert yesterday was also, as you said, very magical, because it happens in the town hall square. The stage is very nice. It's a round stage, and you can kind of like see the concert from wherever, like even from back of the stage, so you can walk around and see how are the artists on stage and performing.
Tai klausimas buvo apie pirmąją atlikėją, kuri jau surengė pasirodymą vakar Kauno vasaros scenoje, apie Aną. Šiek tiek prašiau papasakoti plačiau apie ją. Tai atlikėja iš Estijos, jauna atlikėja, tačiau jau turinti nemažai ir laimėjimų, yra išleidusi ir pirmąjį jau savo albumą, tai iš tikrųjų turinti daugybę muzikos stilių savame žanre, ši atlikėja, kuri, na, tokia net pasižymė jaunatviška energija, tokia gyvybė ir savo gražią muziką, tai būtent buvo klausimas apie ją. So we can continue our conversation about the start of weekend, but we need to do a break, and after that we will speak about other Estonian artists and about 2024 and about Tartu, capital of Europe cultural. Dienos svečias. Na, jau vakar buvo galimybė Kaune, Kauno vasaros scenoje pasiklausyti pirmojo koncerto, tai yra Anos Kanelinos. Šiandien antrasis koncertas vakare, Jonas Karnamecas, slapyvardžiu Jonas FK, pasirodys. Šiandien 20 valandą, o 19 valandą taip pat bus galima išgirsti ir Lietuvos jaunojo atlikėjo Benny B koncerto, taigi, o vėliau 20 valandą ir jau svečias iš Estijos pasirodys. Ir tai yra Tartu savaitgalis, tai yra dalis Kaunas Europos kultūros sostinės programos. Ir šiandien apie šį savaitgalį ir apie apskritai tai, kas vyks jau Estijoje 2024-aisiais, kalbamės su svečiomis iš Estijos, antroji pokalbio dalis, ir tęsime pokalbį anglų kalba. So we can continue, Marika and Kerli, our guests today. So we spoke about Anna, and now we need to speak about Jonas. Today, residents of Kaunas and guests of the city will be delighted by another Estonian performer, Jonas FK. So what can we expect from this artist's performance?
I mean, tonight at the summer stage, you can expect lots of dancing, lots of great pop music.
It's good for Friday.
Yes, it's exactly. It's perfect for Friday. Before you go out to party, come to summer stage, and it's like a warm-up dancing. Jonas is, it's great pop music. Jonas will be doing lots of dancing on stage. We will be dancing in front of the stage and want everyone in Kaunas to come and join us. He's truly a multi-talented artist. He's a songwriter, producer, guitarist, a singer. So you have to be there to witness it all.
and you have to be there to enjoy the last days of real summer.
Yes.
Because yesterday it was like very tropical, tropical vibes in Kaunas.
Yeah.
Today as well will be a tropical vibes.
Perfect.
Buvo klausimas apie šiandien pasirodysiantį atlikėją Jonas FK ir, kaip sakė Kelly, kad tai yra, na, toks pop stiliaus atlikėjas, kuris tikrai pakvies jūs pašokti, kad atlikėjas puikiai tinkantis penktadienio vakarui prieš keliaujant į šokius, kad jo energija taip pat užburs visus svečius, kurie ateis pasiklausyti to koncerto ir dar... Kita viešinė Marika pridėjo, kad na, puikiai tinkantis atlikėjas toms paskutiniams vasaros dienoms, kurios iš tikrųjų paskutiniu metu Lietuvoje yra tokios tropinės ir karštos. So, we can go to 2024, when Tartu will be European capital of culture. Marika, you are from Tartu, so I want to start speak about this city. What you can say about Tartu?
Tartu is a student city in Estonia, which means that there are a lot of young people on the streets and having fun and learning. So it's a city of wisdom, it's a city of party, but it's a city, it's a very nice city to where to live and raise your family. But the good thing with Tartu 2024 is that it's not only Tartu the city. It starts together with Southern Estonia. So there is a lot of different cultures, there's a lot of different customs, and you can really, you know, within this one culture capital year, you can embrace and experience a lot of different emotions, a lot of different programs and experiences in Tartu and also in the Southern Estonia.
Klausimas buvo apie Tartu miestą, jis bus 2024 Europos kultūros sostinė, bet apskritai paklausiu, kas tai per miestas, tai sako studentiškas miestas, linksmybių, vakarėlių miestas, bet taip pat puikiai tinkantis ir tiek šeimoms gyventi, tiek ir apskritai apsilankyti šiame mieste, tai apskritai visus kviečiu nukeliauti ten ne tik turistiniais tiklais, bet galbūt ir 2024 metais patirti tą programą ir palyginti ją galbūt su Kauno Europos kultūros sostinės programa. So we can go to speak about European Capital of Culture, Tartu, and what has already been done to prepare for this challenge?
Yes, we are a bit less than a year and a half to go, so we are, you know, really storming it towards 2024. We have released the first part of our main program. There are still a lot more to come, and we are putting the program together. So I'm just here raising the secretness or like the, I can't speak anything specific yet that much, but we are putting together a program that will give different kinds of experiences, that will, engage different audiences, also Lithuanian people. So everybody would feel welcome and would feel that they have something to experience. But what have we done so far? For example, this summer we hosted a very big stage in the heart of Tartu, and we organized many different concerts, also with known Estonian artists. So we invited people to come to Tartu and enjoy the summer. We had a very nice summer as well, and just offer them very different and nice experiences.
Kerle, maybe you have something to add?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a very busy summer this year to let people know about Tartu and Southern Estonia and 2024, because it's not that far away. We are continuing to prepare the program, which is coming out next year already. We're not letting you know anything yet, But the first part of our program is up on our website. So you can check it out and see the first 25 projects that we have, the events that are happening. And there's some good things there. So I recommend to see what's already... It's like a teaser for 2024. So, yeah.
Okay, it's nice. So klausimas buvo apie tai, kas jau įvyko, pasiruošiant Tartu miestui surengti tą Europos kultūros sostinės renginius, surengti tuos renginius. Ir Marika sakė, kad na, dar nenori visų paslapčių atskleisti, dar yra nemažai darbų laukiančių, kurie bus padaryti ir nenori visko atskleisti, bet jau yra ir nemažai darbų nudirbta. Ir šią vasarą taip pat Tartu mieste buvo įrengta tokia sena, vyko įvairūs renginiai ir apskritai tiek Kerli, tiek Marika kviečia apsilankyti Tartu mieste, kur taip pat yra puiki vasara, ne tik Lietuvoje mes džiaugiamės gražią vasarą, bet ir Tartu miestas taip pat jau po truputėlį jau taip užsitizinęs jau sako, kad bus daug renginių už, na, kiek daugiau nei metų. So, for now we have Estonian artists in Lithuania, but maybe at 2024 Lithuanian artists will be in Estonia. What are your plans?
Yes, actually, I have a message for Kaunas people because on the 10th of September at the Magenta Landscape Design Festival, one of our program, Wild Bits, is doing a show here. So it's a technological art program. And there's a Lithuanian artist, Julijonas Urbonas, if I pronounced it correctly or similar. He will be part of the project, and he will actually do a piece also in Estonia in 2024. So there's going to be an artist doing a piece in the southern Estonia, in Maajam, during the program Wild Bits. So there's already like one very, very strong and very good connection with Lithuanian artists, and I'm sure that there's going to be more as we proceed with our programming.
Tai klausimas buvo apie tai, kad dabar Lietuvoje lankosi Estijos atlikėjai ir klausimas buvo, ar galbūt po 2 metų Estijoje lankysis Lietuvos atlikėjai. Tai taip bus ir jau dabar, Marika sako, turiu jums pasiūlymą, rugsėjo 10 dieną Estijoje vyks renginys, kur atvyks ir Julijonas Urbonas iš Lietuvos, taigi tas bendradarbiavimas vyksta ir glaudus ryšys tęsis ne tik dabar, bet ir ateityje. So maybe you have something to say for your friends in Estonia, I don't know. Marika.
I would like to say to people of Kaunas and the region that now you know what's the European capital of culture look like in Kaunas. You have an amazing program and still 4 months to go. So, you know, Tartu and Estonia altogether is only 5 hours of driving. It's not so bad. There is a beautiful Latvia in between, so just... when it's 2024, jump in your cars and just drive to Estonia. The European capital of culture starts from the border. So when you cross to Estonia, you're already in the European capital of culture. So from there, the experiences and the different programs will start and we will take good care of you, I'm sure.
Yes, Tartu and southern Estonia really want Kaunas and Kaunas people and Lithuanian people to come to Tartu, you are so welcome to join us. And you've had this amazing, and it's still continuing, this amazing year of culture. So if this was not enough, then in 2024, it's, as Marika said, only 5 hours drive away. You can experience even more and more culture for the whole year. We're going to have many events happening. So come anytime and there will be something going on, something great and amazing.
So thank you, girls. Have a good concert today and have a good year at 2024.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting.
Taigi priminsiu mūsų klausytojams, šiandien lankėsi Tartu Europos kultūros sostinės 2024 rinkodaros vadovė Marika Goldman ir skaitmeninių kanalų specialistė Kerli Petsalu. Pakalbėjome apie Tartu savaitgalį ir šiandien visus kviečiu į Kauno vasaros sceną. Ten vakare Jonas FK surenk savo koncertą, atlikėjęs iš Estijos, tai visus kviečiu ten nukeliauti ir pasiklausyti to koncerto.